Welcome to the Millionaire Mindcast, where we broadcast weekly interviews with millionaire minds from across the globe to empower you on your journey of unlocking a rich and fulfilling life. It's time to unleash your millionaire within. Now, here's your host, Matty A.
What's going on, guys? Matty A here. Welcome into today's show. Today, we're going to be digging into something that I know if you hone in on this, if you spotlight this, if you make this a priority and an intention in your daily habits and what you do this year, you are going to have a massive impact, not only in your income, but in your ability to do good in the world and to create more opportunities and to create a legacy. Because I know that at the end of the day, many of you listen to this show for what? We want to talk about making money, baby. We like making income. We like seeing our net worth grow, our passive income grow, our opportunities, our lifestyle, our freedom expand. And how you do that, a big part of that is in your ability to influence people. We're going to be talking about 10 habits of highly influential people. And over the course of the last few days, we've seen some pretty sad things happen in our country, some pretty embarrassing and disgraceful things happen in our country. And part of that was because of someone's power to influence a group of people in their thinking, in their action taking. And I'm not going to get into politics whatsoever. What I want to spotlight and highlight is the fact that whether good or bad, human beings have the ability to influence and be influenced. And so when we can create more awareness around what are the things that go into that, that in the context of helping you create more income in your life, put more zeros in your bank account, more commas in your bank account, which is great, right? But also to create and parlay that into creating more impact in others' lives, whether it's influencing your spouse or your partner, influencing your kids, influencing your employees, influencing your friends or your family or your community. Yes, we want to be financially abundant, and having the power of positive influence can definitely help you increase what is in your bank account. But more importantly, how can we also compound and parlay that influence into other areas of your life and living like a millionaire in other areas of your life? First and foremost, I want to welcome all my new listeners. It's been great connecting with so many of you. Welcome to the Millionaire Mindcast. We talk all things money. We talk mindset. We talk motivation. We talk market updates. But on this particular episode, I'm always going to give you guys some food for thought, something to take away and think about how it applies to your wealth building journey and where you're at, how you can implement something in this talk today in a way that ties into your goals, that ties into your intentions, that ties into the things that you desire to achieve in your own life. And the more we can bring thought-provoking conversations into the spotlight and have more awareness around, we can be that much more intentional about going and doing what we know we need to do in order to get those outcomes, in order to cross those milestones and those checkpoints. So if you're new to the show, welcome. Be sure to hit that subscribe button so you never miss another episode. If you enjoy any of the content shared, all I ask is that you share it with a friend, a family member, somebody that you know can get some value from it. And if you haven't hit me up yet, one of my favorite things about the show is connecting with you guys, hearing what you're up to, what topics you want me to talk about. You can text me at 844-447-1555. I got the new mattacheson.com website up, so you guys can go check out all the tools and the freebies and the resources there at millionairemindcast.com. Check out the show notes. We got all kinds of free content and value for you guys, checklists, downloads, spreadsheets, all kinds of cool stuff to help you on your wealth building journey. With that being said, let's dig in today and talk about what are some of these habits that the highly influential people on the planet have found a way to master or consistently deploy in their lives. Because there is some, at the root of it, themes and constants in the individuals, good and bad, on the right and the left, right, that have the ability to influence people. And when I think about, you know, some of the individuals that I know are positive influencers that inspire me to be better, to think better, to take better actions, there's some threads that I noticed these individuals have about them that keep me moving in the direction I know I need to move in. And it's because of their influence over me. That inspiration, that emotion. At the end of the day, when you think about influence, it's an emotion that you get that urges you and moves you to do something and or not do something. You strip down everything away from us. We human beings often don't operate on logic. We operate and make decisions and take actions off of emotion and how we feel. And some of the best influencers on the planet have the ability to invoke those things in you by doing some of these things. Number one is authenticity. Some of the best influencers in the world are authentic. Now, authenticity doesn't mean you need to like them. Authenticity is ultimately something that creates transparency to where you know how that person is acting, what they're saying, what they're doing is authentic. It is genuine. Now, you don't have to agree with it. You don't have to like it. In the context of having good influencers, right? You love those individuals because they're authentic. I love that guy. I love that girl. There's just something about her that makes me feel good because I just know that they seem honest. They seem authentic. Being you and showing people everything. Nothing is hidden. And that is what I would encourage you to do more of this year, is to turn up the volume on you, to be more authentic. Who gives a shit if people like you or don't like you? When you get to be the most organic version of yourself and show up as the most authentic version of yourself, the cool thing is you know all the relationships, all the opportunities, all the conversations, everything that's happening in your life is an authentic reflection of the authentic you. So doing something that you deeply care about, being someone that you ultimately are, is going to be a way to create more authenticity and have a positive impact and influence people through. Number two is playing big. Influential people. Well, why do you follow them? Why do you feel inspired by them? Because they take moonshots. They get after it. They go big. Sometimes you're like, damn, that's crazy, man. What are they thinking? What are they doing? But you know what? It's their way of living and thinking. And because it is so big, it can't help but inspire you. And these individuals who play big and who influence in big and positive ways, they are of high service to others. They are big thinkers. They are individuals, right, that want to make big ripple effects in the world, and they don't care how crazy it sounds. I call it the pucker effect when you're talking about your goals. When you say goals, when you say visions, when you say dreams and hopes for yourself and for other people, and some people are like, damn, you're crazy. That's unattainable. Those are the kind of goals that give you the pucker effect. That's wild. Those are the people that ultimately move the needle forward and make the biggest impacts in the world and have the greatest influence over others with that trickle-down effect. Number three, this idea of one to many. Influential people don't spend a lot of their time on one to one. They spend their time on one to many because they know they don't have that much time. We are only given 24 hours every single day. You and I, we're not scalable. I don't get 32 hours. You don't get 44 hours. We all only have 24 hours in a day. So they are very intentional about finding a way to speak and to impact and to influence in a way that reaches the masses. Spending much more time this year being intentional about communicating in a one-to-many scenario is going to give you the ability to have more influence. They also understand that influence is a currency. And to be influential, you must be willing to become a leader. Where do you desire to go? Or who do you desire to become? Adopt the thinking of that person or thing. What would your systems in your business look like? What would your daily habits look like? What would the relationships you need in your life look like? Being able to influence people is almost an invisible currency. And all of that starts with you. You are who you attract. You get what you become, not what you want. So thinking about your ability to find ways to impact and influence people and know that this influence can be converted into currency. I put a post out the other day on my Instagram that talked about putting out more content. And a lot of people, they waste a lot of time going, oh, I don't like the way I sound. I fucking hate the way I sound oftentimes. When I re-listen to some of these podcasts, I'm like, damn. But guess what? I'm more attached to the outcome than my own feelings about how I sound or how I look or how I feel in that moment. Influence is a true currency, and it's becoming more and more powerful in the day and age that we live in. I can't tell you, because of the content that I've put out, how many thousands of messages I've got all around the world from people who said, you said something today that changed my life, or you showed me something, or one of your guests shared something on the podcast or taught me this that changed the amount of money I made this year, or that opened up doors to opportunities that I would have never had before, that got me into experiences or connected me with new friendships or a network because I decided to put out more content. You decided to give people a window into who you are, what you believe in, what you stand for, which equals influence. And that influence is easily converted into different forms of currency in the day and age that we now live in. Next is building relationships with other influencers. Very important. This is a way of hacking your way into networks, into opportunities, into income, into impact by aligning with other individuals who are great influencers. One of the ways you can do this is understanding the law of reciprocity. Find ways to add value to people all the time, or what I call is be more likable. And some people are like, dude, that sounds like some BS. Every single one of you listening right now can be more likable. Some of the greatest opportunities that have come for me have come from individuals saying, you know what? I like you, man. Let me invite you to this opportunity, or let me, you know, bring you onto this call. Let me have you speak to this group. I'm given more opportunity to create more influence, more impact, more income, because I pay attention to what I call the likability formula. And the likability formula, many of you who have listened to the show know that likability is confidence plus humility plus value. If you can show up confident in who you are, what you stand for, what you believe in, but also remain humble and check your ego at the door. Know that you don't know everything, but you're willing to learn it and to grow. And at the end of the day, always look for ways to bring value to every conversation, every opportunity, every circumstance, every relationship. Well, of course, that's going to make you a lot more likable. So think about, be more strategic on building relationships with other influencers, knowing that if you're confident and you're humble and you're always looking to add value to what they're doing, there's going to be so many legs off the spider web that spawn out that give you more reach, more influence, and more impact. Next is become a hub for other influencers. What I mean by that is by being more open, being more accessible, being more attractive in the sense that you're giving people a door to walk through. You're creating an ecosystem and a world for others to want to come into. Now you're going to become this incubator of influence, of talent, of opportunity that people are going to be attracted to. Become an energy hub, become an opportunity hub, become a hub for influence, knowing that if you do those things consistently, you're going to start to pull people into your world and into your wake. That is going to create so much impact and open up so much opportunity for you to create more influence. Influencers take action. They don't do it when it's convenient. They just do it consistently. Little things every single day that make a difference. And when I know of many of you who talk to me and say, I want to do this or I want to do that. And then it's always followed up by a but. If you're somebody that wants to be more influential this year, pick one or two things off of this list and think about how you can go and build more influence to create more impact and to create more income for not only yourself, but what that influence can do for others as well. When you create some emotion and some intention about the outcome and why you're doing what you're doing, it's going to move you and push you in those moments of resistance to do whatever it is that you need to do anyways. And that's why my goal of being more influential this year and being more impactful this year, ultimately I know will create more income this year. I know many of you are thinking about some big ideas in 2021, some big goals in 2021. And now is the time to step up and lead yourself. Leadership in times of chaos, in times of crisis, in times of ultimately, you know, when you think about what's going on in 2021, this is the time that you can step up and separate yourself and have an exponential opportunity of influence in the way that I know you desire to have it. So with that being said, I hope all of you set a goal from this. And if that's creating a certain amount of relationships, if that's getting involved in a community, creating your own community, if that's putting out more content, starting your own podcast, your own YouTube channel, whatever it may be, knowing that if you have the ability to lead yourself and to lead others and to be influential, it is almost limitless on what kind of impact and income you can create. Hopefully this was valuable for you guys today. Know that we got some exciting stuff for you on the Wealth Building Wednesdays coming up. We've got some exciting stuff for the Rich Life. Be sure to check out the Rich Life store. Got some new swag, the investor shirts, sweatshirts, hoodies. The Rich Life planner is unfortunately sold out. We're working on a restock of the physical planners, but we got plenty of the digital PDFs that come with the course. You guys can head over to therichlifestore.com. With that being said, if you want to be influential, just remember that you have to have Teflon skin. You have to have what I call the rhino skin. Because when you put yourself out there, there's always going to be people that want to throw stones. There's always going to be people that want to attack you, that have no idea who you are, what you stand for. As long as you know yourself and you know you've put in the work, nobody can take that away from you. And it creates this confidence in your ability to go out and influence and impact in a way, no matter what the feedback is, because you put in the work. So that does it for this week's Friday Food for Thought. If you got any kind of value from it, all I ask, share it with a friend, family member. Don't forget to leave a review. Shoot me a text and say what up, 844-447-1555. Also, head over to my Instagram. I'm doing a $10,000 giveaway with two of my friends, Cody Sanchez, Lisa Sutton. We're doing a mastermind weekend for one business owner that's looking to take their business to that next level. This is 3, 7, and 8-figure business earners. You're going to get a free stay at my hotel, and we're going to spend a mastermind weekend literally focused on your business, on your personal brand, on your wealth, and helping you get it to that next level all for free. All you have to do is head over to my Instagram. You'll see a link on my bio that you can click on. Head to that link, follow the instructions, sign up. It's absolutely free. I love you guys. Let's keep getting it. 2021 is going to be an opportunity that you look back on and you say that changed my life for the better because you put in the work, and that ultimately set you on a completely different wealth building course and plan. But don't miss out on this. I'm telling you guys, in times of chaos, how you show up will dictate if you're a winner or a loser. And I know every single one of my Millionaire Mindcast fam is willing to put in that work, or else you wouldn't be listening to this podcast right now, investing in yourself. With that being said, let's keep investing in ourselves and your wealth on your march to a million and beyond. Cheers, my friends.